We're going to read a parable that the Lord taught us to teach us about heaven. You can hear what does the Lord teach about heaven in this parable. This is from Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of the heavens is like a man, a lord of the house, who went out in the morning to hire workers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the workers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out around the third hour, he saw others standing in the market idle. And he said to these, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is just, I will give you." And they departed. Again, coming out about the sixth and ninth hour, he did likewise. And going out about the 11th hour, he found others standing idle, and says to them, "Why do you stand here all the day idle?" They say to him, "Because no one has hired us." He says to them, "Go also into the vineyard, and whatever is just, you shall receive." And when evening had come, the Lord of the vineyard says to his steward, "Call the workers and pay them the hire, beginning from the last unto the first." And when they came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. And when the first came, they supposed that they should receive more, and they each also received a denarius. And receiving, they murmured against the Lord of the house, saying, "These last have worked 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the heat." But he answering said to one of them, "Fellow, I am not treating thee unjustly. Didst thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take thine own and go thy way. But I want to give to this last even as to thee. Is it not permitted for me to do what I wish with what is mine? Is thine eye wicked because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen." We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine some teachings that relate to charity in business. First, we read number 167, Charity in a Man of Business. If he looks to the Lord and shuns evils as sins and transacts his business sincerely, justly, and faithfully, he becomes charity. He acts as from his own prudence and yet trusts in the divine providence. He is therefore not despondent in misfortune nor elated with success. He thinks of the morrow, and yet does not think of it. He thinks of what should be done on the morrow and how it should be done, and yet he does not think of the morrow because he ascribes the future to the divine providence and not to his own prudence. Even his prudence he ascribes to the divine providence. He loves business as the principal or most important part of his vocation, and money as its instrumental. Thus he loves his work, which is in itself a good of use, and not the means rather than the work. He does not indeed so distinguish between them, but still they are thus distinguished when he looks to the Lord and shuns evils as sins. For he shuns avarice, which is an evil and the root of many evils. He loves the common good while loving his own good, for the common good lies hidden within his own good. The fact is that the public good is also the good of his fellow citizens. Indeed, the public good arises from the good of his fellow citizens, whom he loves, from the charity of which he is a form. From heavenly society, it has been given to know not only that individuals organized according to the varieties of affections form the common good, but that everyone derives his good from the common good. These also constitute a form which corresponds to the human form. It is the same in the human body. There, all things are goods of use in a most perfect form. And because they are in most perfect form, they are felt as one, and yet all are various. And in every different part, they vary in their own series and in their own order. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.